Time again for our Rural Intelligence Report with Mark Williams, ruralintelligence.com, the one place to go to find out what's going on, what's coming up, and what has happened in our area. And they have a complete chronological calendar of events right there when you go to ruralintelligence.com. Mark, nice to speak to you today.
Good morning. Good morning, and it's lovely to be back. And this week, there's I think it's Literary Week. We've got a lot of literary events, which is right and appropriate for Robin Hood Radio and Rural Intelligence, because we love the literary side. But also, we've got some garden events as well, so it's a chance to catch up on your summer reading and get ready for your summer reading, as well as get out into the garden and to get ready for summer in that way as well. So a lot of going on.
All right, we will start off on May 15th in South Egremont at one of our favorite places to go in South County, Massachusetts, John Andrews Farmhouse.
Yeah, I mentioned this because I always love these wine valleys, but these wine dinners. But let me come back. So John Andrews Farmhouse Restaurant is sort of halfway between South Egremont and Hillsdale. And so you can easily reach it from Great Barrington or Hudson and whatever it is. Run this by this fantastic chef owner, Dan Smith, who has been there for many years and just built a superb reputation. And on Tuesday, May the 15th, he is holding a Napa Valley wine dinner. And as I tell regular listeners and you, I love these events because as attendees usually get an incredible, you know, 4 or 5 course dinner. And it's at a fixed price, which includes all these incredible wines, probably virtually for free. So you get a great wine dinner a very reasonable price. And this looks like it's going to be a classic example. Obviously, the dinner is going to be prepared by Dan, and I don't even have to worry about that, all sorts of regional dishes. But it's going to be accompanied by this Napa Valley-based winery called Summerston Estates and Priest Ranch. Those are going to be the wine pairings. The nice thing is at these wine dinners, you also get to learn about the winery and how they make their wine. And this week, the winemaker and the co-founder of the business, Craig Becker, is going to actually be at John Andrews Farmhouse as well. So it's going to be a very interesting evening and a great meal at a great price. So it's Tuesday, May the 15th. You obviously go on, going to have to make a reservation if you go. It starts, cocktails are at 6 and then dinner is at 7. And you obviously see not just make the reservations, but you'll see the whole menu and all the details on their website. And you can get there via Rural Intelligence as well.
All right, on the 17th, we head north. North Adams, the Spirit of Caring Awards and a Celebration.
Yes, I had to mention this because this is, I thought, a very interesting way around one of the issues in our area. So many people in our community give back to the community, and they do it in a way that really, they don't make a big deal of fuss about it. But there are certain organizations which really can honor what they do. And Northern Berkshire United Way, which is a lovely organization in its own right, is having its first annual Spirit of Caring Awards up in North Adams at the MCLA Church Street Center. And what they're going to do is they're going to honor 3 individuals who really have dedicated their time and their talents to the community, really given back to the community. The 3 individuals are Al Nelson, Dick Alkenbright, and Christine Hoyt. I don't know them. It sounds like, though, they are really fascinating people, and it would be really great to learn more about what they've done for the community and how they've helped. And that's up on Thursday, May the 17th. It's a little way of giving back to Northern Berkshire United Way and also celebrating some people who've really helped in our community. That's, as I say, Thursday, May the 17th, starts at 5 o'clock in the evening at the MCLA Church Street Center.
All right, also on May 17th, we can go to Dalton, the Stationery Factory with Cat Wright.
Yeah. Well, this is going to be great fun. This is very different from what we've just been talking about, because this is a fantastic singer who has is backed by a fantastic rollicking seven-piece band, and they're all performing at the Stationery Factory in Dalton on that Thursday evening, May the 17th as well. If you are looking for a pop concert to get you up and dancing, then this is going to be a great one. So Kat Wright has an amazing voice. It's sort of like sultry and dynamic. It's gritty. A lot of people say it's like a combination of a young Bonnie Raitt meeting Amy Winehouse. And so it's a lovely combination, a very distinctive. It's a rollicking evening, as I say. So there's going to be a dancing in the aisles, as it were, and a very great fun. So if you're looking for a concert this week, this is definitely one to go to. That's at the Stationery Factory, Thursday, May the 17th, 7:30 in the evening.
Well, next on our list, May 18th through June 3rd, Thornton Wilder's Our Town at the Ghent Playhouse.
Yeah, I had to mention this actually because it was really interesting. Last year, the little town in which I live up here, we only have 400 people, and one of the local residents put together several live performances of Our Town featuring all our local residents. And it was just an absolutely wonderful way for the town to come together and put on this show. And of course, the weekends they did it in the middle of summer or towards the end of the summer. The weather was great, and we were able to go out and watch this really fascinating play, Our Town. And then, because I'd enjoyed it so much, I was listening to a BBC radio report of a version they put on in Liverpool. The English town, I guess the sort of home, you know, the home of the Beatles, and it's a sort of an English port there, pretty down to earth. And the critics who were talking about this obviously professional rendition of Our Town were just completely bemused by it and just didn't understand it at all. It was something so different, so alien from Liverpool and from England, that it was absolutely fascinating to listen to them after having enjoyed it so much as I watched it in our little town up here in the Berkshires. I thought at the time it was a bit like Greek wine. You know, Greek wine is absolutely fantastic when you drink it in Greece on vacation, but then you think, oh, I'll drink it when I come back. And it never quite tastes the same as when you get it back to America. Well, Thornton Wilder's Pulitzer Prize-winning play, Our Town, is going to be staged in Ghent. And I think that Ghent is going to be a perfect place to watch it. It will be, it's a story which is narrated by actually the stage manager, and it's performed with minimal props at the Ghent Playhouse this time. It's a story which follows two families growing up in a small town America. Their children fall in love and marry, and eventually, this is one of the most famous scenes, I guess, in American theater. The families die, and so it's a sort of full circle of life, and it's an American classic. And I definitely think that if you were in and around Ghent from Friday, May the 18th, and it's going on till June the 3rd, this is definitely something that really you should go to and enjoy and learn about American theater history one way and another, but in a very enjoyable way. It's certainly something older children would love as well, over about this age of 8 or 9. I think absolutely fascinating. So that it's great they're putting it on. As I say, you have to go to the Ghent Playhouse website for all the times, but definitely something that's really important for our area, I think, one way or another.
Okay, coming up on May 18th in Lenox at the Bookstore, Laura Shapiro.
Yeah, this really looks like a fantastic new book that Laura Shapiro has written. And she's going to be at the Bookstore in Lenox to talk about it. It's called What She Ate, Six Remarkable Women and the Food That Tells Their Stories. And essentially, it's six short takes on these six famous women through the lens of food and cooking. And in a sense, you can get a tremendous idea of what people do and how they operate from the mix of what they eat. It's really fascinating. So the women include Dorothy Wordsworth, who's who was obviously the sister of the really famous poet Brother, and whose food story apparently was really gave you a view, a window in on her life. But there was also Rosa Lewis, who was an Edwardian era Cockney caterer, who used cooking as a way to climb up the social ladder. They've included Eleanor Roosevelt, who apparently was protected one of the worst cooks in White House history. I mean, she that sounds really interesting. There's a story about Eva Braun, obviously Hitler's mistress, whose food issues were his food issues were quite significant, as we know. Barbara Pym, Helen, and then it ends up with Helen Gurley Brown. So it sounds like a really interesting mix of women and an insight into them and how they operate and how, you know, how they ate. It's all at the bookstore on Friday, May the 18th. It's at 5:30. So go along, see Laura Shapiro, and you'll be able to listen to her and pick up a copy of the book for your summer reading.
Coming up on May 19th and the 20th, a couple of different days for a couple of different events for Trade Secrets, which benefits Women's Support Services.
Well, and of course, it's in your neck of the woods as well, down there in Sharon, at the Lion Rock Farm and other locations as well. Yeah, this is a wonderful event. I will be there. My wife is really insistent we go every year because it's so lovely. And I know Robin Hood Radio will be represented there as well. So it's a chance to see you or some of your colleagues one way or another at Trade Secrets. So on the Saturday and Sunday, they have all sorts of rare plants and garden antiques for sale at the Lion Rock Farm. That starts bright and early on Saturday. You can buy tickets to go there really early in the morning, but it goes on till 3 o'clock in the afternoon. But then on the Sunday, May the 20th, there are all sorts of self-guided tours of gardens in the area, including the garden of Bunny Williams and John Roselli. You've got the Weathersfield Estate, and there's a garden at Middlefield. And again, you go and check these fantastic gardens. They give you all sorts of ideas of what, how you can do in your own garden as well. As you say, it's all to support the Women's Support Services, which is absolutely a tremendous organization. So do check out the website to get all the info. Do go along. And probably you can confirm this as well. It's wonderful people watching as well. You get some really famous people who go along and enjoy it. So you do get occasional glimpses of the stars there as well. So that's Saturday, May the 19th and Sunday, May the 20th at Lion Rock Farm and other locations in and around Sharon.
The only caveat I will add is go to TradeSecretsCT.com because the Sunday tour sells out very, very quickly.
Yes.
It's amazing. Yes. It's amazing.
Yeah.
People come from all over the country to see Trade Secrets. Well, you know, you can ride that you can ride on the success of something else, and the people in Falls Village at the D.M. Hunt Library have done that because they've added a homegrown plant sale on the 19th and 20th where people in the area who are looking for plants can stop by there.
Yeah, well, the garden of Bunny Williams and John Roselli is in Falls Village, and as you say, the David M. Hunt Library will therefore see, there will be a natural influx of a lot of people into town as a result of that, or into the village, as a result of that. And on the 19th and 20th, they are also having their homegrown plant sale as well, all sorts of wide variety of vegetables and herbs, as well as the classic annuals and perennials and houseplants that you would expect. Everything is available for purchase, and it's all grown by local gardeners and CSAs, so it's supporting local people for their library one than another. There's also a bake sale on the Saturday where all the local bakers really combine to put some items in for the bakery sale. So that's a lovely thing as well. Everything benefits the library, And again, it starts at 9 o'clock in the morning and runs till about 2 o'clock in the afternoon, I think, both on the Saturday and the Sunday. So that's a good way of supporting the David M. Hunt Library in Falls Village.
Now, speaking about libraries and books, May 19th, the 10th annual Millbrook Literary Festival happens on May 19th throughout Millbrook.
Yeah, this is the literary festival that was started in 2008, and it was all started by Scott Mayer, who owned the Merritt Bookstore in Millbrook, which is a lovely, lovely bookstore. It's been taken over by another young woman who's really, with a young family, who really wants to continue that tradition in Millbrook. But the whole literary festival has sort of grown out and beyond that one way and another. And all is about bringing in all sorts of local writers. Well, not just local writers, writers from across the country as well, and publishers, and they put their books on show. This year, there are going to be all sorts of panel discussions. There's going to be readings. There are going to be signings throughout the day. So, again, this is a bit of an opportunity to see all sorts of writers, stars. So you've got Michael Corder is going to be there, Jennifer Ulrich, Poet Gold. There's many, many others as well. Those are just a few features. It starts at 10 o'clock all around Millbrook and goes on till 5 o'clock in the evening. So check out their website as well for more details.
On the 19th, an important discussion, what you need to know about Lyme disease, taking place at the Kent, Connecticut Town Hall.
Yeah, well, Marshall, I know I'm a bit of a pain in the neck or a bit of a nudge on this, but I saw, it's because I have got a dog and we have been taking so many ticks off her in the last few days that I saw this lecture in Kent Town Hall on Saturday, May the 19th, and I thought, well, it really is very significant. So their talk is called What You Need to Know About Lyme Disease. It's given by the Lyme disease expert, Ricka Keck, and it talks about all sorts of, nowadays it's not just Lyme disease, but all sorts of co-infections that go on, how you get tested, how it's transmitted, all sorts of ways of treating it, and also the myths that surround it as well. So definitely, if you think you're going to be out and about doing your gardening or taking a dog for a walk or just going for a hike, Lyme disease is really rampant in this area, and I do think it's definitely worthwhile checking out. So that's Saturday, May the 19th, in Kent Town Hall at 2 o'clock in the afternoon.
We will head to Kent, New York, Omi International Arts Center on the 19th.
Yeah, Omi International Arts Center, I think it's now changing its name back to what it was a few years ago, Omi Arts. But anyway, it's this is another celebration of writers and books, because in Ghent, Art Omi, they have the Writers Art Omi Spring Reading and Barbecue. It starts at 5 o'clock in the evening. And what happens is Art Omi has a retreat for writers and translators every year. And translators is really interesting as well, because we always think of most books being written, as it were, in English. We don't even give a thought to taking English books and translating them, which is a real art, into other languages, and vice versa. So they really do celebrate the translators as well at this writer's retreat. Anyway, they've been in residence for a few weeks, I think, one way or another, at Art Omi. And then on Saturday, May the 19th, they have a series of readings, and then it's all followed by a barbecue. And it's an opportunity, therefore, to go along, enjoy the readings, and also to meet the writers as well, and the translators as well. So that's on Saturday, May the 19th at Art Omi. Check out the website for all the details and to get tickets in advance. It starts at 5 o'clock in the evening.
Heading off to Great Barrington on the 19th as well.
Yeah, well, there are a number of galas every year which are really wild and fun and have a special importance in the region, because they bring something slightly different to it. And The IS-183 art school is known for having a really wild gala to support its activities. And on Saturday, May the 19th, at Camp Eisner, IS-183 is set to have this amazing event, which they're calling the Camp Kitschy Dinky Gala. And it's supposed to be a mashup of a summer camp, John Waters, the Boy Scouts, and it's all going to be, they're going to be roasting s'mores, and there are going to be all sorts of other things. And it's all to create one of these IS-183 art school, one-of-a-kind event evenings. The dinner beforehand is prepared by Brian Ulberg, who is associated with the Red Lion Inn. That starts at 6 o'clock in the evening, and then it's followed by a wild, wild dance party. So they're expecting people to dress up for this with all sorts of appropriate wear that you would wear at a summer camp where John Waters was going to be there. It is going to be wild. So do go along, enjoy it, and support a lovely organization which really brings art to all sorts of people throughout the Berkshires one way or another. So that's in Saturday, May the 19th. You go to the website to get your tickets. It's great. It's in Camp Eisner in Great Barrington.
May 19th in Hudson, Second Ward Foundation has an evening with Carolee Schneeman.
Yeah, and I'm not sure that so many people, never heard of Carolee Schneeman before, but it sounds really interesting. Her work is characterized by visual traditions and taboos about the body and the individual in relation to social bodies. It looks pretty amazing stuff when I looked it up. And on Saturday, May the 19th, the Second Ward Foundation is having a screening of several of her short films. It will be followed by a question and answer session with the artist and obviously a cocktail reception as well. It all starts at 6:30 in the evening. So really sounds intriguing and an opportunity to learn about somebody that, frankly, I wouldn't really know about if I hadn't sort of spotted this on the Rural Intelligence calendar. So do check it out. It's particularly for people in and around Hudson, because it's an easy trip into the Second Ward Foundation there.
May 19th, we'll go to Chatham, PS21.
Yeah, I had to include this because when I was growing up in England, so many birthday parties I went to when I was sort of 8 or 9 or 10, they had to put something on for the kids. And instead of having the magician who pulled the rabbits out of a hat, they put on little silent film showings. And I always remember Laurel and Hardy and Charlie Chaplin and the like. And I always remember the projector breaking down and parents of quietly swearing away as they tried to mend the projector. And those silent films were all shown on pretty shaky rented projectors. Well, these films, I realize now, are absolute classics. And in Chatham, they are at the wonderful new location for PS21. This is their opportunity to show some of those old wonderful films from Buster Keaton and from Charlie Chaplin. They're going to show them on the big screen, and they're going to be accompanied with live piano music, which I suspect is one of the key things we were missing when I was an 8-year-old watching these films in people's birthday parties. And it really is a wonderful event. So if you get a chance on Saturday, May the 19th at PS21, and do check out their website for all the details. It starts at 7 o'clock in the evening. Go along and check out Buster Keaton and Charlie Chaplin and their films, the comedies.
And then we'll wrap things up with Mayfest constructs a big annual fundraiser in Great Barrington on the 21st.
Yeah, I tried to give people a bit of a heads up a week or so in advance. If there's an event that's coming up, which really is wonderful to support. And Mayfest is a wonderful event put on every year by Construct. It's their annual fundraiser. It is an opportunity to go to all the local area restaurants, and they come along and they produce wonderful foods. There are local distillers, there are local wine vendors who all give a contribution as well. And Construct, which is a wonderful organization, really doing great good in our area. This year they're honoring Deborah and Bill Ryan. It's at 5:30 in the evening on Monday, May the 21st. You have to go onto the website to get tickets. It's held in Great Barrington at the Crissy Farm location. So I would definitely recommend, if you want to support this organization, Construct, this is a wonderful way of doing it. So that's Monday, May the 21st. Do go and online and get some tickets to join them.
And that is a wrap-up of a very busy week. Mark, we'll check with you next week.
Lovely. I look forward to it, Marshall. Thanks very much indeed.